Development.
Yes, we are.
Okay, then, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the May 19, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include conditional use permits, shoreline permits, and master plan resort development permits. I will consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. Now, although the hearing process does have certain rules, I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. We'll take each item separately, and for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against the project we're discussing, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to submit. Because the applicant has the burden of proof, the applicant has the opportunity to submit rebuttal testimony. Now, if you're going to testify, what we'll do is we'll call on you. And if you want to testify, just I'll have you state your name and your address. And then I'm going to swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep any testimony you give relevant to the application that we're talking about and not beyond the scope of the proposal. This is not a question and answer time. This is a time for you to present your evidence as to why this project that we're talking about does or does not comply with all of the applicable rules and regulations. So that's the testimony that I'm interested in. If you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. If you have, let's see here. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and requests to reopen a hearing, my decision on both of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Now, appeals on the conditional use permit and the master plan resort, those are heard by what's called a land use petition action. Those have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal would be barred. On the shoreline permits, those items have to be filed within 21 days of the date Department of Ecology receives my decision. That term, receipt of decision, is really quite complicated. But the bottom line is, once again, if you don't timely file your appeal would be barred. If you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you really should seek immediate legal advice. Now, I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in either of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included there's application materials, there's site plan drawings, there's application narratives, some photographs, there are comments from agencies, there's comments from the public, there are SEPA documents that have been submitted, noticing documents. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file for each item, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application. This is a application for a conditional use permit for a wedding venue to be located on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the file of record, including the application materials and the SEPA documents, agency comments, there have been public comments on this matter. All the noticing documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Actually, Ms. McGuire is going to present the conditional use permit.
All right. So, Ms. McGuire, how are you today?
Good.
All right, great. So we'll turn it to staff for their presentation.
All right, thank you. This application is for a conditional use permit for places of public and private assembly on an undeveloped property in Chelan, zoned commercial agricultural lands. The property would be used as a wedding venue for a maximum of 150 guests, and access for the venue would be from Boyd Road. The property does not have access to domestic water or sanitation, and power would be supplied through a PUD. Sanitary services would be provided through Sani cans for the guests. Staff received comments from a neighbor concerned with the compatibility of the proposed use with the surrounding agricultural uses and for public health and safety regarding the proposed access point, noise and light, monitoring and enforcement of the number of guests and loitering. The applicant has submitted responses to the public comments received, as well as a request for an alternative landscaping plan. And staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. And based on these findings and the agency and public comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much. I've reviewed everything several times. The one thing I didn't find, and maybe I just missed it, what staff position on the applicant's request for alternative landscaping plan?
Approval.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, I think this is Bill Clark. My place of residence is 172 Godfrey Springs Lane, Chelan. My wife and I are the owners of the property.
All right, I gotta put you under oath. If you're gonna testify, I need to put you under oath. You raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're frozen on the screen, but I could hear you say, yes, I do. All right, and you are the applicant and the property owner, is that correct? You're having an internet problem, I think. I don't know if there's anything you can do to improve your internet.
You're back. All right.
Okay, I can see you now. You are the applicant and the property owner, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I guess I'm here to answer questions. I'd like Karen Peel to speak to a lot of this. I guess not have...
This is not gonna work with your internet connection. Mr. Clark, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. You keep freezing up and I can't hear you. So do you want to just turn this over to Ms. Peel?
Yes, if her connection is better than mine, I would do that.
All right. There you are. Ms. Peel, are you ready to proceed?
I am, yes, thank you.
Your name and address, sorry. And then I'm going to put swear you in as a witness.
Karen Peel, 1632 Rainier Street, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Ms. Peel, you're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
I am, yes.
All right, thank you. What would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I think staff noted in the presentation that the applicant and I did send the hearing examiner and staff the applicant's response to Mr. Hellyer's letter that he had sent on October 10th of 2020. And we also sent a response to traffic issues that were raised in the staff report under Section 10 on the agricultural good neighbor practices. Talking about different mitigation measures that might be available. And then the last one that we had was standards for landscaping requirements and alternatives to those landscape standards that we went through and kind of reiterated reasons why we were thinking we were justified in requesting an alternative landscape plan. I did have one question of the hearing examiner on the last page of the staff report in reviewing it. I did have a question on condition number 7. It states pursuant to County Code Section 1193.030. I just would like clarification on that. I don't think that relates to the following where it says a letter of compliance from Chelan County Public Works demonstrating that the conditions of approval have been met. I'm not quite sure if that is the pertinent section of code that the applicant, if you approve this, that that's the code we should be looking at.
Okay, well, I'll have to take a look at that at the time.
Okay.
Yes. Note your objection. Or not, your clarification.
Just clarification. I just wanted to be sure that was the correct section because when I look it up in the code, it's not relevant to what that condition states. So I just wanted clarification on that. Other than that, I think the staff report looks fine. And I think we would be ready for any questions that the hearing examiner may have of us.
All right, in your response to Mr. Hellyer and your other traffic issues, you indicated some mitigation measures that the applicant would have suggested and would agree to. I assume that those are still something that the applicant will agree to.
I don't know if he still has internet. We did have a conversation yesterday and we did go over this response sheet that we had, and he certainly felt that this was something that could definitely mitigating measures that would be agreeable to them in the event that the hearing examiner were to approve this. There are issues with places of public and private assembly that don't always just automatically fit within each neighborhood, but we do feel that based on the code, the fact that the district use chart does allow for places of public and private assembly, when there are mitigating factors that we can use to reduce those, that it is a use that is allowed.
Okay. For the clarification, I have looked at 1193.030. I wanted to confirm it was the section I was thinking about. That's a kind of a catch-all provision within the Chelan County Code that gives the hearing examiner discretion to award to set forth any conditions of approval that the hearing examiner thinks are appropriate. So I know there's a provision within the code that says that all conditions of approval have to be authorized by some portion of the Chelan County Code. And for conditional use permits under this standard, it says the hearing examiner is authorized to approve with the outright conditions stated in this chapter and additional conditions deemed necessary to satisfy the purposes of this chapter. So I assume that that's what the county is relying upon, is the discretionary authority of the hearing examiner to impose additional conditions on conditional use permit applications.
Okay, but it wouldn't be a letter of compliance from the Public Works Department, which is what it says.
If that's the condition of approval that's being requested, then I'll have to look at that and see if it's an appropriate condition of approval.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do you have any objection to any of the other proposed conditions of approval?
No.
Let me finish some notes here real quick. All right. Let's see here. I don't know if he is still here. Yes, Mr. Clark, if you can hear me, is there anything else that you would like to add at this time?
The only thing that I would add, if everything's working, is Mr. and Mrs. Hellyer are good friends of mine, and I'd like to keep it that way. So I think the two of us, the three of us can work together. I hope we can to mitigate any issues that should arise especially if this is approved and we move forward, and you know, any issues that come up, I'm eager to help.
All right. And there's, although I understand that there's going to be weddings, and I'm assuming from, although it doesn't clearly say that, there will also be receptions after the weddings on the site, that there'll be no on-site food preparation. Everything's going to have to be brought to the site. There'll be no amplified music, no microphones amplifying sound. Is that all correct?
That is all correct.
All right. All parking will occur on site, and there are some various improvements. I was looking through the geotech report. It talks about buildings and structures and things. Those aren't planned, at least at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Clark or Ms. Peel, anything further from the applicant?
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So we'll turn this over to the public now. Is there any member of the public that wishes to offer any testimony on this matter? Mr. Gibb has raised his hand. So you are unmuted. Can you state your name and an address for the record?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Michael Gibb, and along with my wife, Sue, we live at 116 Coyote Hill Road. The entrance to that road is just across Boyd Road from Mr. Clark's property.
All right, who's going to testify? You, Mr. Gibb, or? Okay, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And sir, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Just a couple quick things. Mr. Clark is a very amiable and responsible neighbor. I am in support of private enterprise on private land. Having said that, I think that the neighbors here need to define any further objections that we have, but part of what we give in testimony should also be to try to find solutions, practical solutions. My concerns are fourfold: increased traffic, number two, parking, number three, the traffic danger, the danger of the curve preceding this property on Boyd Road, and number four, music. In your description, you have made some comments that ameliorate some of these issues, that being that parking will be on site and that the music would not be amplified. I'll finish with just saying that part of a solution that I see on the danger of the curve approaching this property on Boyd Road is that the county road department could very well put up some driveways ahead, or dangerous driveways ahead, prior to the curve approaching the entrance to our neighborhood and Mr. Clark's property. And I think that's all I have to say at this point. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Gibb, thank you very much for coming and testifying today. I appreciate that. Is there anybody else that wish to offer any public testimony today? Yes, Mr. Hellier, can you unmute yourself? Or does staff need to unmute? There you go.
I got it.
All right, sir, can you state your name for the record for me and an address?
David Hellier, 330 Copper Rose Lane.
All right, Mr. Hellier, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. How are you today, Mr. Hellier?
Good, thank you, Mr. Kottkamp.
Good to see you again. What would you like to tell me?
Well, first of all, I'd like to share the sentiments from Mr. Clark. We go back a long way, and we're neighbors, and constructive neighbors. My letter presented some detail, and I have not had an opportunity to review the mitigations or conditions that were apparently put in place. I wasn't aware that had been done on behalf of the county.
Do you, I was just emailed them late this morning. Do you want a continuance or to keep the record open so you have a chance to look at these and respond to them?
Okay, but I'd still like to respond as best I can. I have a sense of some, I have some other things I would like to comment on
today. Sure.
Okay. Yes, and I would like to keep it open. My comments aren't in opposition to the idea of having a wedding site in general. And we appreciate that the decision on what happens here is not ours, but it'll eventually be that of the examiner. Public safety concerns that we iterated in our comments of October, if anything, are enhanced more recently just because of the kind of traffic that the Boyd Road as an access point to the National Forest and backlands has been heavily traveled during the COVID times. There's a lot of traffic related issues that I don't know what the answer is for a wedding site, but I guess they want to go ahead and have them. There's going to be jake brakes, motorcycles, four wheelers, farm activities. The traffic from harvest activities, especially for instance during the Gevers cherry harvest, is very significant. So we don't know. I don't know what mitigation is recommended for that, but there it is as an issue. We're a little concerned about the assertion about no structures being planned at this time, which implies that they're coming. And structures would really change the nature of the site. And we were not aware that receptions were going to be included. And receptions certainly would include it, and especially if they involve the use of alcohol. There was a discussion at one point of there not being supervision. I don't know if that's how that's set up, but I would hope that there's some prevention if it's going to be approved that we don't have to call the cops or whatever to we don't want to be doing that. We don't want to disrupt people's weddings. We don't want to try to be enforcers. So we also realistically, I think, anticipate parking or on our property or lost drivers wandering around our property across the street. But we can post the driveway better, I guess, and so forth. We also just think in terms of the compatibility with the community that this is a farming area. So you've got four wheelers and sprayers, and a lot of them are Mr. Clark, so he can control those a little better. But we'd be changing our patterns to accommodate weddings, and certainly if somebody in the neighborhood was having a family wedding, we'd be delighted to do that. But to have to do it every weekend or four times a weekend or how much a weekend, we don't know. So I guess I'll repeat again that I understand that it's not our decision, it's yours in your capacity as the examiner. And we appreciate this opportunity to voice our comments, and they are in good faith. And we hope to continue working with Mr. Clark as he hopes to do so with us.
All right,
but I'm sorry, I haven't read the other materials.
We'll give you that opportunity. Thank you very much. Was there anybody else from the public that wanted to testify on this matter?
I would.
All right. Can you state your name and address for me?
Sherry Billerbeck. I live at 64 Coyote Hill Road. and we are the first ones on
Sorry.
Do
you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. What would you like to tell me, ma'am?
Basically, I agree with all my neighbors that have spoken already, so I don't want to repeat it all. Being the first house on Coyote Hill Road, we're already taking our life in our hands, it feels like, every time we're pulling out to go anywhere. You know, it's just so much traffic and so many cars going way too fast. So that would be my basic concern, is more traffic. Obviously, we would be right in line for the noise. I wonder how you could have a venue and music without it being amplified. But that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking down the row here of who's here. Is there anybody else that wishes to offer any testimony? Mr. Walter? The other two are here for the other matter, I believe. Okay, is there anything further from staff?
Yes, staff would just like to state that it is the intent of condition of approval number 7 to say that the hearing examiner has the authority to require a letter of compliance from Public Works, as previously mentioned.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask what's that mean?
So, my interpretation of it, because I don't do questioning of staff, my interpretation of what they're saying is like what I told Ms. Peel, is that 1193.040 broadly states that the hearing examiner has the discretion on conditional use permits to set conditions of approval as the hearing examiner deems necessary in order to mitigate impacts. And what she is saying is that they're basing the authority of Public Works requesting this letter of compliance, that the authority to make that condition of approval comes from 1193.040.
Okay, but the Public Works, whatever they've said, is something we can find on record?
Yeah, it's in the staff report and the proposed conditions of approval.
All right, thank you.
Yes. All right, is there anything other from staff? Anything else from staff?
Nothing further.
All right, is there anything further from the applicant?
No, thank you.
Ms. Peel, anything from you?
No, thank you.
All right. What I'm going to do is I am going to keep the record open. What I'm going to have members of the public do, I'm going to have Ms. McGuire give you her email address, or the email address she wants you to send her the request. And then Ms. McGuire, you will then respond to that email and send them the two documents that you sent, that were sent to me this morning. Do you understand what those two documents were?
Yes.
One is called Response to Dave Hellier Letter, and the other one is Traffic Mitigation and Landscape. So what email address would you like them to send this to? Hopefully everybody has a pen and paper so they can write it down.
So it's Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, dot McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E, at co.chelan.wa.us.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the record open until Monday the 24th. For members of the public to submit whatever written comments they wish to make about these two documents, if they wish to make those comments. I will then keep the record open till Wednesday, May 26, solely to give the opportunity for the applicant to submit any rebuttal to any responses that come in on the 24th. So staff, if there are any responses that come in, you need to forward those off to the applicant for the applicant's opportunity to respond to those by the end of the day on the 26th. So the public knows this. This is not keeping the record open for any and all comments. These are specifically limited to any comments that can be made or that you'd like to make regarding those comment letters that came to me today. If it's not addressed in those comment letters, I'm not keeping the record open so that you can talk about other items. Again, the record's open until May 24th at 5 p.m. for the public to respond to those two applicant comments, and then until 5 p.m. on May 26th for the applicant to submit any rebuttal. If the applicant sends an email to staff indicating that they, on the 24th or the 25th, saying that they do not want to submit a response, then the record will close as of the date of that email, and I'll have a written decision made within 10 working days. If the applicant does have a response that comes out on the 26th, then I'll have a decision made within 10 working days from the 26th. So I'm sure I have confused everybody, but when you think about it, it will make some sense. So that's all for this matter. Thank you all very much for coming and participating in this matter. We'll turn to the second item on today's agenda. This is an application for a series of permits. Master Planned Resort 20-001, a shoreline substantial development permit 20-026, and a shoreline conditional use permit 20-002. These are applications that have been submitted on behalf of the Ingalls Creek Enrichment Center for lack of a better term, to make improvements and enhancements for the what's characterized as short-term visitor accommodation facility that currently exists. So these are going to be new changes that are going to be made to the property. This relates to property that is located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And now for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those applications, including the SEPA documents, the SEPA checklist, there's site plan drawings, and of course the applications themselves, there's agency comments that have come through. There have not been any public comments on this matter. There's noticing documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And the agenda says this is going to be Ms. Strother again. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So we'll turn it over to staff for their presentation.
Thank you. This is a master plan resort, a shoreline substantial development, and a shoreline conditional use permit. This is an application for a master plan resort for a proposed three-phase development to expand the original conditional use for the existing retreat center. The subject property is within the rural residential resource 5 zone. The master plan resort would allow for a more flexible mixed use development of the subject property. The development proposes the construction of 5 new buildings and the renovation and or redevelopment of existing structures. There'll be a guest lodging, addition of staff housing, a new dining hall, maintenance buildings, and outdoor gathering areas and outdoor recreation areas. The subject properties are within the jurisdiction of Ingalls Creek and Peshastin Creek. Both are shorelines of the state and carry a conservancy shoreline, which is 100-foot setbacks from the ordinary high water mark. Access to the development would be from Ingalls Creek Road and then on to a private internal roadway that has been proposed through this development. Domestic water is via public water system, and the sanitation is proposed as an on-site septic system. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as conditioned, recommends approval.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Arthur. I don't have any questions for you. It is a there's a lot of materials about this project, but I think I understand what they're going to do and what they've done already in the past. So thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
We are.
Who is going to testify on behalf of the applicant?
I'll begin. My name is Doug Waltar. I'm the executive director, and my residence is 12236 Pine Ridge Drive in Pattaston.
All right, Mr. Waltar, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that under the laws of the state of Washington that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And sir, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you very much. And what would you like to tell me about the project?
Well, first, thank you, Andy, for this opportunity, and I want to thank Jamie for her work in putting the staff report together. We agree with the staff recommended conditions for approval. As our agent Karen Peel can attest, we have been working on this plan for quite some time, and so we bring it to today's hearing with lots of internal input, lots of agency reviews, careful discussions, and we feel that we bring before you an exciting plan that will benefit a great number of people and preserve the natural beauty at the same time of this property. We held a public neighborhood gathering last June and had a positive evening of sharing the proposed plan. And at this time, we are unaware of any opposition. We intend to do our very best with a high quality implementation of the plan. I want to just acknowledge Alan Walter, co-founder of the center, my mother, Anna, co-founder, who passed away due to cancer, but was greatly helpful in putting this project together. Chuck Reppes, a member of our board, who's with us today and serves as a member of our leadership team. And also Karen Peel, that we're grateful that she's with us as our agent today. We look forward to responding to any questions that you would have of us. I have two comments or clarifications on the report just discovered it. If this is an acceptable time to make those, I can do that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. This is your time.
Sure. Okay, so first on page one, the phrase five new buildings language is used throughout the report on page one, page eight, page 13, page 15. And recommend that we correct that number throughout the document to read seven new buildings. This is in reference to page 50, concept features in our master plan resort application, which includes new buildings, feature number five, new staff house, feature number 18, new dining hall, feature number 22, new guest lodge number one, feature number 25, new guest lodge number two, feature number 30, new camp maintenance building, feature number 32, which includes a bathroom enclosure, and feature 38, Anna's tea house. I think what happened is just a clerical oversight somehow as the plan came together that remains consistent throughout the report. Our site concept plan on page 51 shows existing structures in red and new structures colored in orange, which corresponds with what I just mentioned from page 50 of the concepts features. So that is the first item that I wanted to call to your attention. The second on page 11 in the top paragraph, the total number of beds states 118, yet adding from the capacity column on page 52 of our facility summary, the application number there ends up with a total bed number of 126. So I just think, again, maybe a clerical or an adding thing from that. So those are my comments, those two items on page regarding the buildings and the second regarding the total number of beds. I'm sure that the total number of units is the more important number, but I just wanted to clarify. So those are my comments. I think Karen Peel may have had one additional comment or clarification somewhere out, but that's all that I would bring. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. Ms. Peel, did you want to testify on this matter?
I just had one small item. It was on page 11 under the findings.
Okay, just for the record, you're still
sorry.
Nope, you're still under oath. I just wanted to put on the record you're still under oath.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, page 11.
Thank you. 1189050 under number 8, subsection 8 for signage. And the conclusion said staff recommends a condition of approval stating a sign building permit is required for each sign. I don't, unless I just overlooked it, which is very possible, I did not see a condition that states any condition regarding signs. However, it is listed in the staff report, and it said the conclusion is that a building permit is required for each sign, and not all signs require building permits. So I would respectfully request that maybe that be modified to say each sign, unless the sign is exempt pursuant to section 1192.030(1-17). I just noticed that before the hearing. I apologize for not getting that to you earlier.
Okay, I have noted your comments. I wanted to just confirm one thing. I know that we're in the conservancy shoreline area. I know there's been some previous disturbances into the shoreline area, and there may be some encroachments just during the construction process, but there's no new encroachments, permanent encroachments into the conservancy buffer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, just a second. All right, is there anything else from staff?
Not at this time.
All right. I am sorry, I forgot to go to the public. Was there any member of the public that wanted to testify on this matter? I'm not sure that any member of the public is here, but did anybody else wish to offer any testimony on this matter? All right, then what I'm gonna do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items that are on today's agenda. So at this time, I will now adjourn this May 19, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all very much for coming. This meeting's adjourned. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.